Cooper and Una on iRadio.
Very important today where we celebrate something. One of the most beautiful stories and one of the most unbelievable stories of a young boy who had many special things about him, who had to be taken away to save his life, to save his family, because they were very poor. And he went on then to be trained to be a warrior, a fighter. But unfortunately, evil took over him. His children, who he had with a princess, had to be separated because of the evils going on in the world. And they separated and they went about their lives and lived their lives. The young boy ended up living in like a deserted land with his aunt and uncle. Till one day a man came by to talk to him and train him, because he needed his help to find this princess, who he didn't know was his sister, because there was a moment that they did have a close embrace. But he ended up having to face his father in a battle. And during this battle, he didn't know it was his father, but he was the evil, evil leader of this, you know, kind of like empire that took over this world. And during this battle, he was told that he was his father. And this young warrior was devastated. And during this battle, he cut his hand off. And the battle went on. He formed a rebellion to overthrow the empire. Because today, we celebrate Star Wars Day! May the 4th be with you.
What? Oh my God, I'm really into this. Is this some kind of fairy tale?
Yes.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
See, I had to describe it like that, because if I just went, hey everyone, it's May the 4th, May the 4th be with you, happy Star Wars Day, you would have made this noise.
I was really, what happened with the hand? Oh my God.
Oh, Una, like
that's got Banshees of Inisherin vibes.
It was unbelievable. Like, there was a battle on the, I think it was on the Death Star, I'm not too sure, but they had this battle and he cut his hand off just after he said...
Luke Skywalker did.
No, Darth Vader cut off Luke Skywalker's hand. Like,
even though he was his father.
Yeah, no, I am your father. It's like, you know.
And he cut off his hand.
He did cut off his hand.
Pretty damn lousy, like, in fairness.
He had a robotic hand then afterwards, because, you know, androids and stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, it's an amazing story. And when you describe it like that to somebody who I know is into romantic tales and fantasy and
you got me. I was like hooked.
Now, so what you need to do, just please, what you need to do, forget that it's in space, forget that there's...
I can't forget that it's in space.
but Una, if you think about it, we are in space. We're just this little ball of water.
Don't get all trippy with me.
And, you know, we're in here, so you just climb aboard your TIE fighter and get there and go and enjoy at least one Star Wars movie.
Yeah, but they're like 17 hours long, aren't they?
No, they're not. It's the same length as a regular movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you get to meet Yoda. The Force will awaken in you, it will. You will fall in love with the most cuddleable Wookiee known to mankind.
What's his name, the hairy guy?
Chewbacca.
So, I had my picture taken with Chewbacca.
Jealous.
Yeah.
I'm very jealous. Well, happy Star Wars Day, everyone. And today,
the 4th be with you.
Oh, that's makes me really emotional. It's very endearing. I went there.
Make sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest podcasts with Cooper and Una.
Weekdays from 7 a.m. iRadio.